Boom, and we're back. Welcome to the Building and Perth podcast, everyone. I am your host, Chris Holland. Today's podcast is going to be about something quite interesting. It seems to be in demand at the moment in the building space here in Western Australia, and it almost is impossible to get anyone to even have a look at it. So number one, renovations, house renovations. Back in the day, plus 3 years ago, let's say, prior to COVID, many builders, not your massive groups like your BGC Summit ABN group and whatnot, but your smaller builders would actually be desperate to get into renovations. And then when the housing boom started as such, it's almost impossible now to get builders to come out and even quote jobs. So there's a few jobs that we've got on at the moment. We are still actively taking on renovations, but there is a bit of a process, okay? It's not a case of prior email out a builder and they'll come out and have a look at your job and send you a quote back straight away. There's a few more legislations and things been put in place. It does take a little bit of time. So what we do require now in order of a renovation is to gather as much information as we can prior to coming out. Now, this is for no other reason other than to actually save you time and save us time, okay? So what we do is we gather some information. Hopefully, you've got some house plans available. And then we would walk out. I'll come to you, have a site visit, and give you a sort of guesstimate or a budget estimate on how much this renovation is going to cost, a rough timeline of it, and then go from there. Now, we are still actively seeking renovations. We actually have three branches in CC West. We have our insurance arm, we have our new home construction arm, and we have our renovation arm. So CC West are still looking at bringing on more and more renovation clients. We have one monster job in Cottesloe this year starting. We have one in City Beach starting this year, and one down in Dudley Park on the canals. So in short, if you are looking for a renovation builder, we are there to help you. We have the guaranteed trade base. The biggest touch and go point, I think, about renovations is essentially the timeline it's going to take. It's very critical that you do employ a builder who has full-time staff, not subcontractors, because once you're let down, especially if you're living in the house or, you know, circumstances like that, it can become quite nasty and a bit of a bad experience. So we still have our full-time staff available, naturally. We have a designated project manager who runs our renovation arm, Ian, who's amazing. The admin team still work behind the scenes. You get weekly or fortnightly updates with myself if needed. However, you're in safe hands with Ian regardless. All the material is readily available again. Scaffolding is now back on site, which is great. Because for about 6 months just prior, we couldn't actually get any scaffold to site. So renovations are good. It's a good time with the council has been a bit more lax with their objections to obtaining building permit due to the whole rental crisis and whatnot that we're currently going through. So renovations are on the up. However, it just seems that you can't get any builders. So what I would suggest is hit us up at www.ccwest.com.au. We'll look after you. If not, if we cannot, I'll at least recommend another renovation builder who will look after you. But bearing in mind, guys, critically speaking, it's got to be a builder who has trades that are full-time employees. That is the main point of difference. Now, unfortunately as well, costs of renovations have went through the roof, and there's no secret to this other than builders are super busy. Material prices are ever increasing. Labor rates have went up quite a lot. It is what it is, unfortunately. But the good news is with the housing value, the house prices or the median house price in Perth ever increasing, the chances are it will add value to your property. On top of this, you can also access your equity to do home renovations. And let me just explain that to you quickly. So if your mortgage, what's actually left on your bank loan is $500,000, but your house is worth $700,000, $700,000 in equity. Now, with a renovation, the bank will loan you 80% of that allowance to use for whatever you want, essentially a renovation. So you will get 80% of the $200,000 left over to use towards a renovation. So, and sometimes, especially if you've owned the house for more than, say, 5 years, it won't actually cost you anything to renovate your house other than drawing on the equity and paying that repayment off a little bit. So I hope that makes sense. But in short, guys, very quick podcast. I just want to let you know we are actively seeking more renovations given we have this renovation branch with all our own scaffold and equipment and tools and wet saws and skip bins and temporary fencing and everything else. So if you're looking to renovate your home and you need some expert advice, please reach out to us and we will be in touch within 48 hours. Have a great week, guys. Stay safe and all the best. Cheers for tuning in, as usual, to the Building and Payoff podcast. Like, subscribe, follow, tell all your friends, and see you next time. Cheers, guys.